Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So today, as I walked into my office, there were a whole bunch of danishes and muffins staring at me from the kitchenette outside, which must have been leftovers from a meeting that someone had earlier that morning. Now, when I was meeting with a nutritionist a while ago, she drilled into me how muffins are the devil and should never be your source of nourishment for breakfast. Now, I haven't seen her in months, and sadly, some of the areas of my eating habits are not what they should be anymore, but that message about muffins being the devil really stuck with me. And that's why when I first saw them and at first went to take one, I then pulled back and said, Rafi, no. Now, it's a simple vignette, nothing earth-shattering and definitely not enough of an impact to make me 20 pounds healthier. But after that little thought pattern that crossed between my ears, it got me thinking about a very simple principle of the Yetzer Hara, what's known to be our evil inclination. And that is that often our default when seeing something that we shouldn't have, or more importantly, that we shouldn't do, if it tastes good or feels good, we instantly have a drive to do it just because, well, we can. And it's in that moment that the human experience comes to life, when we're faced with a choice on the most basic level that just because we can do something doesn't mean we should do that something. You know, if we remember that principle always, it might change so many of the negative decisions that we do in fact make. Yes, there are times that we seek out doing, saying, eating, or seeing things that we shouldn't, but more often than not, those opportunities are just sitting there right in front of us. And it just comes down to remembering that just because we can, it often doesn't mean that we should. So try applying that to situations, see how it works. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.